boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. It's time for your weekly dose of free entertainment. This is The Weeknd. I am your host, Justin, as always, joined by...
Mike.
Kyle.
Vinny.
And Joe.
And guess what? It's time for another action movie tournament, this time the 2010s. So, ranging from 2010 to 2019. No comic book movies. No sci-fi movies. No sequels. Reboots are allowed. But this made it really fucking hard. Because Hollywood...
sci-fi movies?
I mean, it's...
Doesn't it fuck up the winner from the 90s?
We have some sci-fi movies in here because otherwise it wouldn't have been able... It wouldn't have happened. Like, there's no fucking way. Hollywood.
That's the sad part about that decade.
Hollywood got real fucking unoriginal from like 2010 to 2020.
The superhero movie took up a lot of the budget.
So much.
I don't believe that. Hollywood is all about original ideas.
Now's not the time for you, okay? You speak when it's time to vote. No one wants to hear your shit right now.
Our listeners have like doubled in the time he's been on this show.
Well, not since someone made us switch podcast fucking producers.
Listen, you know
actually,
what?
No, our viewership has gone down.
I don't believe
that. No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
I compared both numbers. It hasn't. It's actually gone up.
It's not.
He's the tech guy, dude. You appointed him. You paid him millions of dollars.
Yeah, 1.5 signing bonus. He just signed it earlier today.
Yeah.
I was there.
Joe, our numbers haven't gone up.
I can't wait when we get off this call for me to tell Jill Justin's proposal. And just, like, bask in her reaction to it. Because it's going to be ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's a ridiculous scenario. The odds of me winning $1.5 billion are zero to none.
It's zero because you're not actually going to get that amount of money anyway.
Well, no, I'm aware I wouldn't get $1.5 billion, Kyle, but I would get a large sum of money.
You'd get approximately $750 million.
A lot of fucking money.
I think that's enough to work with.
Plenty.
Maybe.
Plenty to do exactly what I had laid out.
That's if you take it bulk. You can still take an annuity, right?
Yeah,
but then he can't give us our signing bonuses.
Right.
Well, he would be getting... $20 million?
Yeah, it wouldn't be enough to do the plan. I would take it in bulk anyway. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. So even at $700 million, I put $100 million into the company and still give you guys your signing bonuses. That's only $6 million, right? That's the math? Yeah.
So, like, can we just do the tournament?
Yeah, I'd like
to. Let's do the tournament.
All right.
Besides, you're way too easily.
Round one.
Yeah.
Fight. 21 Bridges versus Gemini Man.
Gemini Man, because I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
21 Bridges is a good movie. I liked it better than Gemini Man.
I like
that was
Bridges.
A Chadwick Boseman movie, right?
Yeah.
21 Bridges.
Okay.
And you voted 21 Bridges also?
Yeah,
I like Bridges.
Yeah, this was
a good number.
This was another thing Mike and I were hitting a wall with when we were doing this tournament. We realized that he's barely seen most of the movies that have come up, which guarantees that you three fucking idiots have probably only seen about eight movies.
Then you know what? I'm just gonna.
Who's the three idiots? Because I only see me, Joe, and Kyle. Is there three people?
That's it. That's it.
Get a quarter out because you're gonna be doing a lot of flipping.
I
don't think so. I'm pretty decisive.
Next up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my gut.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters versus Red.
Versus what?
Red.
Red. Red.
Like, the color.
Yes. The color and the fun movie with Bruce Willis.
That, too.
The Target Extremely Dangerous?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe that got the win.
That was it?
I really wish my vote.
Okay. Lucy versus Two Guns.
Lucy all day long. Yeah, Lucy.
Two Lucy. Guns.
Vinny says Two Guns. Joe said Lucy.
Captain Contrary over there.
Sucker Punch versus Hardcore Henry.
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Hardcore Henry didn't make me want to cry.
Sucker Punch for me. I can't. Hardcore Henry's camera work made me want to vomit.
Hardcore Henry for show.
Joe, it's on you.
Fuck.
Joe.
I'm going to go Hardcore Henry.
Wow.
There it is.
How did you break your phone?
How dare you?
That was a sucker punch to them, wasn't it, Joe?
Wait, what did Justin pick?
I picked Sucker Punch.
So Sucker Punch won, right?
No, me and you were Sucker Punch. Joe and Mike were Hardcore Henry, and then Joe was the deciding factor there.
Oh, I thought Mike also said Sucker Punch.
No. He said Sucker Punch made him want to cry.
In a positive way.
No, not that kind of cry.
Yeah.
There's no point to the world kind of cry.
Yeah.
This is too bad.
Spy.
Hell, you got a lobotomy?
Yeah.
Spy versus Escape Plan.
Is Escape Plan with Sly?
Yeah.
The Sly and Arnold.
Escape Plan. I'm going with Escape Plan. I'm going to go with Spy.
Did they get to the chopper?
Eventually, yes, they did.
I think Escape Plan has a special spot in our hearts, as it was the movie that we stumbled across on our first convention night. That's the first time I had watched it. Yeah. We were in the hotel room, and it was the night before the first day of the con. And we're like, what the fuck is this movie? And we ended up all watching it. And then Kyle gently rubbed my thigh as he fell asleep.
Well, sounds right.
Next up, The Heat versus Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. Yeah, as far as The Heat was, Baby Driver is artistically glorious.
Just watched that again the other day. That fucking opening sequence is incredible.
Baby Driver.
Bell Bottoms.
Next up, The Nice Guys versus The Raid.
The Nice Guys.
Are you fucking kidding? I can't with any of you. I fucking can't do these. It's The Nice Guys versus The Raid.
I'm voting for The Raid because it just makes sense.
I've never seen The Raid, so I have to de facto vote for The Nice Guys.
I also have to say the same thing. I haven't seen The Raid.
Justin, did you get a phone call?
I haven't seen The Raid.
Justin, tell him you're busy.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, Vin, it's for you.
What's that?
Oh, the second line's for Joe.
I think
you need a third finger for the three idiots.
Yeah, right?
I don't understand any of you.
Maybe
you
read a book.
You understand, because none of us saw the fucking movie, so why would we pick it?
Yeah. Why would you watch a movie about bug spray?
All right, next matchup.
Fury versus the other guys.
The other guys.
Other guys.
The other guys.
Fury.
I didn't see Fury, really. I saw parts. It looked good.
It's
so good. I gotta go other guys.
John Bernthal. You can't protect him, Shia.
And I want my scalps.
You know what? We should have changed our votes. Shia took his fucking tooth out for that movie.
Really did.
I don't need to change my vote because he's crazy.
The Taron Egerton Robin Hood versus Warrior.
Warrior.
Robin Hood.
Warrior.
There's only one Robin Hood, and it's Men in Tights.
There's like 20 Robin Hoods.
Hardcore Robin Hood.
End of Watch versus the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Hitman's Bodyguard.
Ooh, End of Watch. Such a great movie, though.
So that's two for Hitman, one for
End of Watch. End of Watch is the Michael Pena one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great
movie. Ooh. I'm going to go with End of Watch.
Is it two and two? I didn't see the movie.
Do you like Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson?
Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson. Or
Salma Hayek.
Yeah, or Michael Peña and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go with the second one, Peña and Gyllenhaal, because I saw the trailer for Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson. I was like, this is dumb.
You're fucking dumb. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. versus the Chris Hemsworth remake of Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. Which is also a remake.
I'm aware.
Nobody here is going to budge.
I didn't see it wrong. I saw the original Red Dawn.
Yeah, I saw the original Red Dawn.
Yeah, I saw the original Red Dawn, too.
Listen, I've seen Bloodsport 1,000 times. I've seen Kickboxers.
You know what? Not one fucking Van Damme movie is making it in the fucking 80s tournament. I promise you this.
No, I know you tripping blood.
I don't know how you're going to make an 80s list without any Van Damme movies, though.
I'm going to find all the shitty ones.
That's like half the action movies of the 80s.
Yeah.
So what did who voted on what now?
Joe and I each voted for a different one.
Mike, what did you vote? Did you vote?
I said Red Dawn, because I've seen the original.
Fine, Red Dawn.
Wolverines!
Avenge me!
Charlie Sheen!
The Expendables versus The Equalizer.
Equalizer.
Is it the one with Queen Latifah?
No.
Or Denzel.
Denzel.
The Denzel one.
I went with Expendables.
I'll go with Expendables, bro.
Mike, what did you vote?
I didn't yet. Did you both go for Equalizer?
They both went for Expendables. Kyle went Equalizer. I'm going Equalizer.
Okay. This really sucks because I hear Equalizer's great, I've actually seen Expendables. And because of that, I have to say Equalizer because Expendables wasn't that good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got my hopes up.
See what I did there?
Hannah.
You did like a...
Hannah versus John Wick.
John Wick.
Hannah.
Don't be a fucking dickhead.
I don't know who Hannah is, but... Is she hot?
She's not by now.
She's a fucking girl. She's a little girl.
No, can you just vote?
I'm going John Wick.
Thank you.
I knew, even if I said Hannah, John Wick was going to win, Mike.
No, fuckface, because you did that in the last tournament, and you fucking blew up a movie that was, I don't even remember what the fuck it was anymore.
I don't remember. All I know is I was furious because Kung Fu Hustle didn't make it out of the first fucking round. Because these assholes have not seen a fucking movie since, like, 1987.
Oh,
yeah. Yo.
Film school and dipshit.
Which one's which?
Doesn't matter.
Leave Mike alone or stop looking in the mirror. Don't call on people names, dude.
Which one of us has a PhD? Which way are we full of shit?
MacGruber versus The Foreigner.
MacGruber.
The Foreigner, because it's actually an action movie.
MacGruber is an action movie. It is an action movie.
It's got like two scenes.
It's an action comedy.
Yeah.
I can't even picture what The Foreigner is.
Really Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
I tried watching it. I fell asleep.
All right. So what's got what now? One MacGruber from Vinny.
MacGruber.
Kyle's got Foreigner. MacGruber. You two are Foreigner? Yeah. Fuck you, Vinny. Foreigner.
Oh.
Hey dude. Your vendetta is just... That would be a downfall.
Yeah. This next one's tough, at least for me and Mike. I don't know about the rest of you because probably haven't seen any of the movies. But the A-Team versus Hotel Artemis.
I've only seen the A-Team.
A-Team because I've only seen Hotel Artemis once. And as enjoyable as it was...
Really fucking good movie.
I think A-Team did an incredible job with the premise that's paper thin.
I also feel like this group is the A-Team.
Yeah, because I didn't see Hotel Artemis.
This group is the A-Team?
Yeah.
So who's not on the team?
Finny.
Because it's a four-person team.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they had a chick with them. So if we want to go to that cliche again.
True.
Go to Charlie.
I honestly don't know who is who in this group. Like, is Vin face?
No.
I think he has to be. And I think that means Justice Murdoch, right?
Does that mean I'm Hannibal?
I would think so.
I'm Mr. T.
The A thing. That's hilarious.
Charlie, you can be the Van.
Wait.
Yeah.
But wouldn't I have to be?
All right. Crazy one?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you'd be the one that's in an asylum that needs to get be broken out. That would be you.
Yeah, fair enough.
You would use a battery on yourself.
Yeah,
car battery on yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to right now.
You were the easiest one to figure out who you were. Next round.
Central Intelligence versus This Means War.
This Means War. That was a good movie.
Central Intelligence. I enjoyed it slightly more.
Central Intelligence. I don't know what the This Means War is.
That's the Chris Pine.
Tom Hardy. I'll go to Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's in that movie.
Yeah, I'll go with This Means War.
I wasn't sure if you were saying Tom Holliday.
Yeah, it sounded like Tom Holliday.
Tom Hardy. It's my accent because I'm Tom Hardy.
All right. 21,
Forrest Gump meets Tom Hardy.
21 Bridges versus Red.
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 Okay. Lucy versus Hardcore Henry.
Lucy.
Hardcore.
Back in Hardcore.
Okay. Escape Plan versus Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
Nice Guys, for some fucking reason, versus The Other Guys.
The other guys, not the nice ones, the other ones.
Nice Guys, way better.
Fucking unreal.
This is bullshit.
Yes. Warrior versus End of Watch.
Warrior.
I'm going End of Watch.
Warrior, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's got an accent.
I'm going to go End of Watch.
Mike.
Mike, have you seen Warrior? Before you answer, have you seen Warrior? I haven't
seen either one of them.
All right, Warrior is an action movie. It's an ultimate fighting movie where they kick the shit out of each other for the whole movie.
I know what both of them are about, though.
That's End of Watch, half of it is not even action.
He's seen trailers. Like, he's aware of what the movies are.
Yeah, I'm trying to sway his opinion because you guys voted terribly in this category.
I didn't vote
End of Watch does seem like more of a drama.
It's slower paced, for sure.
I just don't want Vinny getting another fucking Tom Hardy movie through anywhere.
Trust me, the other Tom Hardy movie is not going to advance past the next round.
I think it has to be Warrior.
Okay.
Thank you, smart man.
From what also, I hear, his name in that movie is Tommy. In case you're wondering.
Red Dawn versus The Equalizer.
Equalizer.
I'll go with Queen Latifah.
It's not Queen Latifah, you fucking retard.
Equalizer. I think I'll go Equalizer.
Same difference, bro.
No!
No, it's not.
That's racist. That's racist.
Denzel is Denzel.
I don't even know what movie he's connecting the dots with.
I don't know.
No, because Queen Latifah, it's the show.
I hate to fight her.
I'm not saying she wouldn't kick my ass.
So The Equalizer got through? Is that...
That's what happened.
Okay. I think so.
John Wick versus The Foreigner.
John Wick.
Foreigner. Love that band.
The A-Team versus This Means War.
This is so perfunctory. Everything about this is so perfunctory.
It's got to be the A-Team because This Means War is part rom-com also.
Yes. A-Team?
A-Team.
It's got to be This Means War because Tom Hattie's in it. It's wicked awesome.
Wow, my vote, the A-Team. Look at that. It goes through. Red versus Lucy.
Lucy. Because that is over-the-top action. Red's got some solid scenes, but it was a lot of comedy.
Lucy it is. That's my vote. Baby Driver versus the other guys.
Baby Driver. Has more comedy than it has action. Baby Driver.
Yeah, Baby Driver.
Also, it's got Bernthal.
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
We're going to talk about Kevin Spacey.
Warrior versus the Equalizer.
Warrior!
Equalizer.
I think I'm going to pick Warrior.
So that's two Warrior, one Equalizer.
Equalizer.
Two Equalizer.
Okay. We haven't done it yet today.
Now, fuck off, Mike.
I haven't seen either of them.
Neither one of them is going to win the tournament, so it doesn't matter.
Mike, let me tell you something. It's the Rocky of MMA, Warrior.
Okay, I'm going to go Warrior has heads. Because warriors have heads.
What kind of freaky ass Equalizer did you come to your birthday party?
Hills never fails. I knew it. You set me up to lose.
I'm so happy someone got my friend's reference.
I think it's so weird, like, how much you like Friends.
I thought that it was one of my favorite of all time, but I've seen quite a few episodes.
Yeah.
Did you flip it?
I never would have anticipated that.
Can you flip your fucking coin?
I did. It's Equalizer.
Oh, okay.
I'm mad.
Unreal. But that's okay, because it's not going to change the outcome of the tournament. And that's all that matters.
John Wick versus the A-Team.
John Wick.
The A-Team.
A-Team.
This is the saddest one for me, but John Wick.
Vin, you're the deciding vote.
What is
no, it? You know he's fucking not.
Yes, he is.
2-2?
John
no,
Wick?
No, he's fucking not.
Yes, he is.
Wait, who else said A-Team?
Justin. Just so you know, Vin, Justin voted for A-Team.
Are you fucking serious, Joe?
I would say Justin voted for A-Team.
Vin, John Wick.
What did you pick, Justin?
John Wick or the A-Team?
What did you pick?
Justin picked A-Team.
He picked A-Team? I gotta pick John Wick then.
It was never in danger. I wasn't worried.
No, you got a little sweaty.
No. I had to clarify 7 times which one Justin picked, just to make sure.
Yeah. Lucy versus Baby Driver.
Oh, this is the toughest one so far.
Baby Driver.
Lucy.
I'm going to go
Baby. What's the movie about, a cigarette?
I will go Baby Driver because Lucy is very sci-fi.
I can't fucking handle you. Lucy.
No, it's the sequel to Righty Tighty.
Joe?
I said Lucy.
Okay. The Equalizer versus John Wick.
John Wick.
John fucking
Equalizer.
Equalizer.
You know, Queen Latifah had her run, right?
Yeah.
But John Wick.
Thank you.
It had a little drama to it.
This is actually...
It's no drama. I'm setting it up because I know what he's going to vote. All right. Final match here. Lucy versus
John Wick.
John Wick.
Lucy.
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 He's fucking lying.
That's it. That's his vote. Lucy wins the 2010s action movie tournament.
I'm doing a show with children.
And now is when I win. Because now you're in Endgame, Justin.
I would like to point out that at no point in time should anyone ever give Mike or I shit for taking a tournament ever again.
Yeah.
I didn't tank it.
You absolutely did.
How
before
did I take
tournament,
it?
Everyone said John Wick would win all time forever. And now you're staring down the barrel of Colonel John Matrix, Eric's and Bert Sloan.
Guys, I can't believe that you're missing the mark on the ultimate final for this tournament being Keanu versus Keanu. That's the whole fucking point of this tournament.
What? Point Break versus Matrix versus,
John Wick at the end. That's what it should have been.
It's going to be like
Kung Fu Hustle.
The AFC Championship game is better than
And you ruined it now. You guys ruined it now.
Now, whatever was in the 80s, the top two in the 80s, that's going to be the Super Bowl. And then the next game is just going to be like, oh.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say right now, I'm absolutely tanking the tournament for the decade that means the most to everybody else in this fucking group.
None of them mean anything to me now.
That's a lie.
No, it doesn't. Because nothing that I've wanted to make it to the finals has made it to the finals.
What?
Every tournament, every fucking tournament, somehow, better action movies have been voted down in the first fucking rounds. I've voted to get things to the end, sure. But Pirates of the fucking Caribbean, are you kidding me? How is that the fucking winner? How is that the winner of an action movie tournament?
Winner because you guys retardedly tanked three good movies.
I didn't tank any movies.
I think you tanked one.
One.
Yeah, and they tanked two, zero.
And I didn't tank this. He's been voting opposite me the entire time. I just figured he's going to vote.
No, you tanked it, dude. You were playing with fire, and we all got burned.
I didn't start anything. I didn't want Wick in the tournament because I figured it was going to fucking win.
So?
Yeah. Well,
you figured it was going to win correctly because it's the best action movie of the fucking decade, which is the point.
I said it was unfair.
It's not unfair.
Because it was going to beat the other ones in the finals. It's way better than Pirates of the Caribbean. Way better than Pirates of the Caribbean. You're assuming Commando's going to make it to the fucking end.
I know it's going to make it.
It's not.
Yeah.
We still don't have an 80s champion yet, but that'll probably be the only contender with that.
When did First Blood come out?
Because it's Wick's better of an action movie than the fucking Matrix is.
How did Mad Max Fury Road not get in that
sequel?
Fucking.
But that's like saying the best team in the league can't enter the tournament because they're the best team in the league.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I didn't say
you shit the bet on this tournament.
I didn't shit anything.
And you know, you for did. A fact, you did. Like the listeners were iffy when Pirates won for the 90s. For the 2000s. The listeners were iffy. They were like, you know what? I think this tournament's kind of bullshit. And now?
I know it's bullshit.
John Wick didn't win the 2010s. Every listener is now, at the same time, collectively, they're thinking what I'm about to say. Wow, this tournament is definitely bullshit.
Don't you dare put that evil on me. I wasn't the final fucking vote.
No. You weren't. But you set it up so that you wouldn't be.
I didn't set it up.
So that the blame couldn't be put on you.
It can't be.
Three rounds in a row.
Yeah, hey,
I said it before. I'll say it again. We're in Endgame now.
I
will reign supreme.
He didn't want Wick in it.
No, you didn't want Wick in it.
Probably because he never even watched it.
I never saw Lucy.
I'm done. I'm hanging up. We've got 30 seconds to end this show. We've got 30 seconds to end it. I'm starting it now.
I'm changing my vote. John Wick won.
You can't change your vote.
Guys, I've got the tournament paper in front of me and a pen.
No, you can't change your vote. I can, as much as I want John Wick to win,
whatever
I need to be able to hold this over your head forever, is that your selfishness cost us the tournament.
No, yep. No, my selfishness didn't cost anything.
Cock.
It didn't cost anything. It's you and film school and numbnuts' inability to watch fucking action movies that cost anybody this fucking
thing. I don't think so.
I don't even blame Kyle. I don't blame Kyle. Because all you watch is the same fucking sequels and the same shitty movies. I don't blame Kyle because he at least voted for Kung Fu Hustle. How does anybody... How's anybody not seen the fucking Raid, Battle Royale, or Kung Fu Hustle? How?
I've seen Kung Fu Hustle.
I took you out of it.
I don't care about those movies.
About good action movies.
They never intrigued me to watch them. I didn't care.
Joe, I promise you this. on my, if it's the last thing I do while I'm alive, when we do the sci-fi tournaments, I will make sure that Star Trek doesn't make it out of the first fucking round in any of them.
Dude, I'm going to tag every movie.
I'm voting with Mike and Joe just so that it gets out of the first round.
Yeah, me and Justin are going to team up for that one because I remember a certain film school aficionado wasn't a big fan of Dances with Wolves.
I don't know if you guys know how numbers work, but if me, Mike, and Joe vote together, it doesn't matter if you guys team up.
Yeah, because Justin makes the rules and we both get two vetoes. How about that, right, Justin? Fist bump?
Yeah.
Two vetoes.
That's it.
As far as I'm concerned, you all get demerits tonight.
All right. As always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter at Nerdities. Email us at Nerdities@gmail.com and check out Nerdities.com.
I don't... Do whatever you want, man. I got...
I've He's got, not even acting.
Do whatever you want, man.
I've got...
He's trying to change the rules so that John Wick wins, even though he always knew John Wick was going to win. And he didn't want John Wick in the tournament so that it wouldn't win. And then he tried to tank it so that it wouldn't win. But now all of a sudden, because we gave him shit about it, now it wins.
So buy a t-shirt.
So
no, so don't buy a t-shirt. Watch better movies.
Go watch John Wick. That's what you should do. Yeah.
And buy a t-shirt while you're watching John Wick. Hoodie, hat bag.
Watch The Raid. Hat. Watch Battle Royale. Educate yourselves on good
Roadhouse. Film. Watch Roadhouse. Just remember one thing, kids. Pain don't hurt.
Oh, pain's no. Very.
This
you know what I mean?
This shit
How does that lose?
I'm done. Joe, what if you want to say shit, go ahead.
Watch us on YouTube, like, subscribe, give us money, nerdies@gmail.com, Korean Swoon, talk about your business and product.
I'm so happy that this has no bearing on anything that actually matters in the world. That's because the only positive come out of this, that it's just five guys sitting around and talking shit.
But
you know what I realized, though?
What?
Is that, like, if this group ever had to make important decisions...
We can't have a business.
I would relinquish my percentage of the company to make sure I did not have to be involved in those decisions. I would not want to have any responsibility over the stupidity of the other four people in this group.
Wait.
I've never seen an episode of Succession, but I'm pretty sure every one of them sounded like what we just did.
Yeah.
The opinions on her new crew are idiotic and poorly thought out, but don't worry. Next week, we'll figure out a way to make it more insulting. Bye-bye.
And why should I care?
Dry!